On a Wednesday morning, it's time for the O-Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. Okay, so this came up. We were talking about elevator and escalator accidents earlier in the show, and I recalled that wasn't a doctor or someone killed at a hospital elevator in Houston? And yes, this did happen at Christus St. Joseph Hospital in Houston back on August 16th of 2003, and it was a guy named Dr. Hitoshi Nakaido, 35-year-old surgical resident. And what happened was he was trying to enter an elevator when the doors closed, and it closed on the top of his head, like on each side of his head. Okay, so his head was, he was kind of chin down looking at the floor when he was trying to get on the elevator. It closes on his head, and it starts ascending and takes the top of his head, and then his body falls down to the bottom of the empty elevator shaft.
God.
Which is where they retrieved his cell phone, his two pagers, and his electronic organizer, as well as his body. That's where police found all that stuff, at the bottom of the elevator shaft. Mm. Now, what happened was his physician's assistant, she had walked on the elevator right beforehand and pressed a button to go to the sixth floor. I think they were on the second floor. And he was walking, trying to get on there before the doors closed. Well, she had already pressed the button. The doors started to close. She tried to go for the emergency, you know, door open button, but she couldn't get there in time. And so she watched it as it closed on his head and the top of his head, which was severed right above his lower jaw. That stayed in the elevator with her. The elevator goes up and gets stuck between floors 5 and 6.
Oh, my God.
Between floors 5 and 6. And she had to wait in there until firefighters were able to rescue her.
God.
Oh, by the way,
stuck with the top of his head from the nose up.
Did you know that the human head like that can live for another, like, 6 hours?
No.
So it was probably talking to her.
No, because it didn't have the mouth part.
He was talking with his eyes.
With eye blinks. How creepy is that? Okay, real life creepy stories. I need creepy music for this, Jer. These are real stories from real people. Some of them are just creepy, but they don't sound paranormal or anything. Now, when you get into some of the ones involving younger children, they sound a little paranormal. One guy posted on, this was on Reddit, somebody mailed my friend a bunch of pictures of his wife just going about her day. Some of them were taken through the windows of their home. Police were called and everything, but nothing ever came of it, and they actually moved because of it.
That's so creepy.
Isn't it? Man. No note, no explanation. Just mailed a picture, an envelope of pictures of the wife going to the store. Of some of them, yeah, some of them taken through their windows of their home. Just of her being her.
Wow.
And being beautiful.
Don't talk like that.
Oh. I was only 4 when this happened. Was playing outside with my siblings and neighbors. While they were busy playing, a lady approached me and took me to her home, a nearby neighborhood. After a while, everybody was freaking out and they started looking for me everywhere. This lady was severely depressed. Her husband had left her after their son died. The husband couldn't handle the wife's depression, apparently. She took me to her place, fed me, gave me tons of candy for a couple days. She also made me wear her deceased son's pajamas.
Wow.
At some point, she took me to buy some candy from the store, and the store owner knew her, so he reported that to the police. She didn't hurt me at all. The doctor even said I was well fed. I always think of her and pray she's in a better place now. Even tried to go visit her when I was a college student. But her house was sold, and she had moved away or died, apparently. Mm. How creepy is that?
It's really creepy, but it sounds like he wasn't scarred by it.
No, he was 4, so yeah. He didn't think much of it.
Huh.
He knew he was just taken by this strange woman, but she was real nice to him and gave him candy.
Yeah, that's pretty much how you see the world at 4, either and, candy or
yeah,
no candy.
And dressed him in the dead son's pajamas and...
Mm.
This woman shared the story. She says, I was stalked by a 40-plus-year-old man from ages 10 to 14. My parents told me about it when I was 13. I was unaware, but they were. So they kept this secret for 3 years of the stalking. He had been following me to school, had been mailing me things, taking pictures of me, and sending my parents threatening messages in all sorts of ways.
How was that guy not arrested? If you're making threats?
Well, he may have been. I don't have the... You know, this is just people sharing the story of what happened to them, so... Or maybe they didn't know who he was. They had just seen him, never found him.
Hmm.
Another. My cousin's son was 2 years old when my grandmother died. He often had conversations with her while looking at the corner of the ceiling. And when he was on his deathbed, my grandfather yelled at my grandmother by looking up at the corner of the ceiling.
See? Ghosts.
Yeah, I know. I read a bunch of stuff like this, and I start thinking maybe there is something to all that.
I'm telling you.
My high school girlfriend has a little brother who was like 3 or 4 at the time. One day, we were babysitting him and playing with cars on the floor. Out of nowhere, he starts looking really concerned and looking around. We keep playing, but he stands up and walks straight into the garage. We followed him in there, and he just kept looking toward the wall and started crying. My girlfriend kept asking him what was wrong, and he, through all of his weeping, finally gets out. He says, "I'm his."
Hmm.
While staring at the wall in the garage.
And you don't believe in ghosts?
Oh! It gives me chills.
It's still dark outside, too.
He says, "I'm his."
God.
When I was babysitting for my neighbors, a kid walked up to me and said, "He's coming." And when I asked who, he just pointed at the door of the living room.
Stop! Stop!
Anytime kids are involved, it makes it creepier.
So much worse.
Especially when they're real calm about something like this.
Yeah.
Just state matter-of-factly and just silently point.
And the theory is kids don't have the preconceived notions about ghosts and what's real and what's not like adults do.
Right.
So kids have an open mind and they see more.
And they can
more.
See things that our brains have to edit out because they don't make sense. My wife's niece had an imaginary friend when she was 2 to 3 years old. Not unusual on the surface. But her imaginary friend had the same name as her grandfather who had died 15 years prior. And she seemed to know stories from her dad's and my aunt's life when they were kids. The biggest thing was her friend had died after being shot, which is how her grandfather had also died, the one that had the same name. So I was talking to this little girl about her friend, and she said, "Yeah, insert name, says he can come down from the clouds whenever he wants. He just has to sneak out."
Sneak out?
Yeah, that you're supposed to stay, I guess, in heaven or wherever the afterlife is.
Unless he can sneak
but that
out.
Some of that the spirits sneak out, and that's the ones that come down and visit, is when they do something they're not supposed to do, and they come down and sneak out to visit.
How would you sneak out from God's place? Wouldn't
no idea.
He know?
Is it God's place? Who knows?
Or is this spirit in lower heaven?
Or do you have some sort of free will when you are in the afterlife and you still can act independently?
You know, I had a friend that told stories of their very, very young daughter who apparently was in contact with a grandmother or grandfather, I can't remember which one, but she had never met this person, yet always referred to the person, told stories that they never told her about the person.
Just like this little girl.
Yes. It happens.
See there?
Remember, I told you that story last year around this time about the kid who they had, I want to say like the family had found an old box of stuff in the attic or something. And it was full of some old pictures, old family pictures. And so they put a few out, you know, like, "Oh, this is cool. Look at the, you know, old antique kind of photos." And the kid saw one that they had placed on the table beside the couch and said, "Oh, that's the man who watches me play at school."
God.
Oh.
And it was a picture of, it's like the grandfather, the dead grandfather in his World War II uniform where he'd gotten killed in World War II. He's wearing his uniform, and the kid pointed at it and said, "That's the guy that watches me play at school from across the street, wearing that outfit."
I just
got
chills.
He said he wore the same costume.
I just
called it
chills.
A costume. He wears that same costume.
God.
How creepy is that?
So creepy.
And then finally, my little sister used to look out the window in the car and sometimes at home and talk to herself when she was 3 or 4 years old. When we asked her who she was talking to, she would say, "My friend Kelly in the clouds." And when we asked why she was in the clouds, she would say, "Because her mom gave her too much medicine."
She was killed by
just
her
like
mother?
Sixth Sense.
Not overly creepy, but the same year, my stepmom got pregnant, and she asked all of the older siblings for name suggestions, and she decided to go with my sister's choice of Kelly.
Yes. Yes.
What should I name the new baby?
Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly was waiting for a new body. Kelly wanted a new body.
All right, Gordo, thank you.